the Gap, Standing Under Fire with Josh Tompkins, a biblical Q&A that provides listeners with biblical answers to many of their toughest questions. I'm your host, Mike Cross. Josh, there are a lot of people who only want to focus on God's all-loving and all-merciful attributes without trying to understand His wrath and anger over sin. These same people often go as far as to say that an all-loving, all-merciful God would never send someone to hell. What does the Bible tell us?
That's a very common question that I get. It's a common issue that we see as pastors a lot as we go out and talk to people about God. We love to talk about the attributes of God and the character of God, about who God is. And you will find people that will play favorites with God's character, with His attributes. They'll say they love certain things about God. And that's normal. There's always characteristics about God or about people that we always play up as our favorites. And there's things about people that we may not like. We push those to the side or dust those things under the rug. And this is the same thing people do with God. There are things about God that are easy to understand, easy to love, and we will lift those things up and talk about those things. And that's great. The Bible's clear that God is a loving God, and we love to talk about His love. I mean, that God is love. That's a wonderful attribute of God. We love to talk about His mercy and His kindness and His grace. I mean, those are incredible attributes of God that we all sing about and we all talk about, and we love sermons about it. I'll get more views for sermons on love than you will for any other sermon that you preach. We love those attributes, but we got to be careful that we don't lift those attributes up to the detriment of, to putting the side of other attributes of God that may not seem so friendly or kind or easy to talk about, because the Bible also states that God isn't just loving and merciful and kind and gracious. He is those things, but God is equally as just and equally as vengeful and equally as full of wrath and equally hates sin as much as He loves righteousness. And we see it all through the Old Testament. This isn't just me saying that, but you see it at the very outset of the Old Testament in Exodus, as God sends His death angel and kills the firstborn in Egypt. I mean, there's wrath. There's vengeance there upon the people of Egypt. He wipes out enemies. He wipes out armies. He wipes out nations in His wrath. He punishes His own people, Israel, in some of the worst ways you could imagine. I mean, it happens all through the Old Testament, even the book of Proverbs and Psalms. As I study those books, you see that God makes it clear that He hates sin and He punishes sin. So that's the Old Testament. Yes, God is a vengeful, just, full of wrath God. Those are attributes you may not like, and you may try to push them to the side, but the more you read the Bible, the more they come out at you. And it's not just the Old Testament, it's the New Testament. Jesus speaks of hell more so than He does heaven. So Jesus makes it very clear that hell is real, that God will punish the lost, the unrighteous. And even if you read the book of Revelation, it is so full of justice and wrath, it's more so than you could ever find in the Old Testament. So God is those characteristics. He is those attributes. We even see it in Christ as the most merciful moment in really the history of the world. The most loving moment in time was when Christ goes to the cross to die for our sins. But it also, at the same time, is the most angry time in history, as God is pouring out His wrath on His own Son for our sin upon the cross. Jesus went through hell for our sin. So you see there both attributes, both aspects of God. He is loving and gracious and kind and merciful, and we praise Him for that. But He's also full of justice and vengeance and wrath on sin and on sinners. So we've got to be real careful that we don't put one to the side in favor of the other. We must love God in every aspect, every attribute of God, every characteristic of God, and praise Him for who He is, not who we want Him to be.
Thanks for that. And again, that's Josh Tompkins, pastor of West End Baptist Church. We love hearing from our listeners and hope to hear from you soon. If you have biblical questions and would like to have them answered, log on to our website at www.westendbsg.org and leave them there. And feel free to find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by logging in and searching for us using @West End Baptist Church.